words, I ran my finger over the embossing. Wow! I'd strung out the preliminaries as long as I could. I bent to actually read the italic typeface. Eric Northman and the staff of Fangtasia request the honor of your presence at Fangtasia's annual party to celebrate the birthday of the Lord of Darkness, Prince Dracula, on February 8th at 10 p.m. Music provided by the Duke of Death. Dress formal. RSVP. I read it twice. Then I read it again. I drove to work in such a thoughtful mood that I'm glad there wasn't any other traffic on Hummingbird Road. I took the left to get to Merlot's, but then I almost sailed right past the parking lot. At the last moment, I braked and turned in to navigate my way to the parking area behind the bar that was reserved for employees. Sam Merlot, my boss, was sitting behind his desk when I peeked in to put my purse in the deep drawer in his desk that he let the servers use. He had been running his hands over his hair again because the tangled red-gold halo was even wilder than usual. He looked up from his tax form and smiled at me. "Sookie," he said, "how are you doing?" "Good. Tax season, huh?" I made sure my white T-shirt was tucked in evenly so the Merlots embroidered over my left breast would be level. I flicked one of my long blonde hairs off my black pants. I always bent over to brush my hair out so my ponytail would look smooth. "You not taking them to the CPA this year?"
"I figure if I start this early, I can do them myself."
He said that every year, and he always ended up making an appointment with the CPA, who always had to file for an extension. "Listen, did you get one of these?" I asked, extending the invitation. He dropped his pen with some relief and took the sheet from my hand. After scanning the script, he said,
"No, they wouldn't invite many shifters anyway. Maybe the local packmaster or some soup who'd done them a significant service, like you."
"I'm not supernatural," I said, surprised. "I just have a problem."
"Telepathy is a lot more than a problem," Sam said. "Acne is a problem. Shyness is a problem. Reading other people's minds is a gift."
"Or a curse," I said. I went around the desk to toss my purse in the drawer, and Sam stood up. I'm around 5'6", and Sam tops me by maybe 3 inches. He's not a big guy, but he's much stronger than a plain human his size, since Sam's a shapeshifter.
"Are you going to go?" he asked. "Halloween and Dracula's birthday are the only holidays vampires observe, and I understand they can throw quite a party."
"I haven't made up my mind," I said. "When I'm on my break later, I might call Pam on my cell." Pam, Eric's second in command, was as close to a friend as I had among the vampires. I reached her at Fangtasia pretty soon after the sun went down. "There really was a Count Dracula? I thought he was made up," I said, after telling her I'd gotten the invitation.
"There really was," Pam said. "Vlad Tepes. He was a Vlachian king whose capital city was Targovishta, I think."
Pam was quite matter-of-fact about the existence of a creature I thought was a joint creation of Bram Stoker and Hollywood.
"Vlad III was more ferocious and bloodthirsty than any vampire, and this was when he was a live human. He enjoyed executing people by impaling them on huge wooden stakes. They might last for hours."
I shuddered. Ick.
"His own people regarded him with fear, of course. But the local vamps admired Vlad so much, they actually brought him over when he was dying.